More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Bonnie Norris.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Now that summer seems to be here, more or less, it's time to get out and explore what the city has to offer. And there is a lot to see and do.
Every year, Milwaukee Magazine publishes its City Guide issue to help you plot your best course of action. Carol Nixon is the magazine's publisher, and she joins us now to preview the issue. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm great. And, you know, it's June, and I keep thinking it should be just a touch warmer.
Oh,
but I'm
too.
Still happy it's warmer than it has been. And it's a perfect time to pick up your City Guide issue.
This is my fourth City Guide. I've been at the magazine that long now. And, you know, it's one of those things we do every year, but it's a challenge to reinvent it. But the fortunate thing is that there is so much to do in Milwaukee in the summer that we always find new things.
And so I understand there are 14 sections.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do them in order, of course, but because there are 14 weekends in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to start with?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm very fond of unplugging. Being of a generation that did not grow up with social media and everything, I think I find it a little easier to unplug than some people. But I think this was a really ingenious way of approaching some activities. So our writer, Adam Rogan, suggests different things that you can do instead of doing something else. For instance, instead of scrolling through Instagram for another hour, take a walk through Black Cat Alley. And to make it even better, well, you get to see all the murals and the art in Black Cat Alley, but you can also sneak into the speakeasy called Shanghai that's just nearby at Crossroads. So you can have a drink, too.
That's a lot of fun. And that's on the lower Upper East Side.
Yes.
It's just south of North Avenue. And Colectivos are on the one side and the Orientals are on the other
exactly.
side. And it's a wonderful. I just walked through it the other day, and there's always something new and different
going on up there. It's really inspiring. So that one, there's about seven different activities, and they're all analog, if you will, and I just think it's really fun.
Well, and then right next to it is one of my favorite things to do in the summer, which is sweat it out. I like to be on my bike. I just did the UPath ride. That was great. You know, I run, I do duathlons. And so all of these wonderful suggestions here from Lindsay, who's come and talked to me about art things before, there's some terrific ideas here.
That one's really fun. So that page is set up as a flow chart, and you get to just, you know, work your way through it. So you start with how fit are you? And the choices are I could bench press the bronze fawns or I'm as soft as a cream puff. And from there, you can go on to find what your suitable activity is. And it might be a 5K at a traveling beer garden, volleyball at Bradford Beach, surfing at Atwater if you're really, really fit and adventurous. Or if you are taking a little more laid-back approach, maybe a kayak ride around McKinley Marina or doing a bike ride at your own pace on the Oak Leaf Trail.
And because it's Milwaukee, I do love the idea that you do a 5K at a traveling beer garden.
Of course.
Because you need to rehydrate.
Yes. Once again,
it's
there should be a cocktail component to pretty much any activity in the summertime.
In the summertime here. There's also a page that makes the case for a staycation.
Oh, well, that's another really great page, I think. It's a weekend, and, you know, there's so many new things going on always in Milwaukee in the summertime. So the staycation, you would stay at the St. Kate's, which is just opening this week. And that in and of itself, I think you could just stay within the hotel in between the new branch of the Wisconsin Art Museum and all the things, the champagne bar, everything that they have going on, you could probably just stay there. But no, we have other activities for you to do while you're staying there, including going to Grant Park and renting a cabana, which I have not done, but it sounds wonderful.
I haven't done that either.
I know. If it would only get warm, we would do it, Bonnie. We would go.
We would. All right. And so we go to Grant Park, we do that, and then we can also...
Well, one of my favorites is this new thing, retro boat rides. So you can book 2-hour boat rides and they're in these old speed boats. And yeah, I want to do that right here on the river.
That sounds fantastic. And of course, there would not be a summer activity. I mean, shopping has to be involved.
Shopping has to be. It's City Guide,
yeah.
And we have to guide you on your shopping. And sooner or later, it is going to rain on a Saturday and you're going to want to do something. So Jenna Cashew put together this amazing little guide of everything from designer boutiques to specialty toy stores to where to find vinyl records, et cetera. It's hats, like his and her hat shops. One is the Brass Rooster for men, and the other is the Hen House for women. And yeah, I don't know. I haven't bought a hat in a long time. How about
you? Might have to.
You might have to
go down there.
I know.
Yeah, the Brass Rooster folks are great, and and they have wonderful, wonderful hats. Wow. So that's a terrific thing. And another page, I just opened it up randomly here, and I've got two very, very different things. One is root for the home team.
Yeah, so, you know, this summer, for the first time, we have two home teams. We've got the Brewers and the Milkmen. The Milkmen, you know, I'm not super sporty, but it's not quite in the same category as the Brewers.
It's like not the same league.
Exactly. Yeah. Not the same league. But the Milkmen are new, and they have a new stadium that's being built, not quite finished yet. And so we do a little bit of a comparison of what you can expect. And you know, the Brewers are great, and I love them, and I love going to see them. But the Milkmen are a bargain. And if you're taking the whole family, you might want to check it out.
It's a different league of play as well.
Yes.
And so it's probably you're a lot closer to the field and you have a lot more opportunity to interact with the players.
I would think so.
And that sort of thing. It's like the AA and AAA leagues.
I thought one thing that was telling is that we compare the salaries. And of course, the range for the Brewers starts around $500,000 a year, whereas the Milkmen, they get about $1,600 a month. So it's different.
Yeah, very, very different feel. Well, and right next to that is Take a Walk on the Wild Side, and there's a beautiful fox family that's sitting there.
Oh, I know.
But that is something that I think people who don't live here or just visiting or recently moved here don't realize that there's so much wildlife right within the city.
Oh, yeah. So that piece, you know, we incorporated a few I wouldn't call them long reads. They're about 400 words, but just little passages that are more of a reading experience. And this one is written by Ken Leinbach, who's the director of the Urban Ecology Center. And it's about where he finds nature in the city. And he likes to go to Estabrook. And he also likes to watch the birds, which, you know, you could kind of see anywhere if you just are observant. But myself, 2 weekends ago, I walked through the Urban Ecology Center, the path along the river. And it was so lovely, and the frogs were croaking, and a stranger stopped me and said, you know, listen. And so we stopped and listened together, and it was really sweet. It was great.
Yeah, this morning as I was getting ready to come to work, I had all the windows open, and all of a sudden it sounded like an entire flock of geese was going to land in my living room because they were flying over the house.
Uh-huh.
And we see geese all the time, and we don't think, but that's nature literally overhead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. It's exciting.
And the one I want to wrap up with is one that I confess, these were things I didn't know at all about, and I've been here 13 years now, the Lesser Known Fests page.
Yes.
And there are four of them that that Matt lists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, actually five. You count the longer piece he wrote. The longer piece is about Garlic Fest, and, you know, there's just a lot of garlic, everything at Garlic Fest. It's garlic ice cream, garlic, savory foods.
Cotton candy. Oh,
cotton,
my goodness.
Cotton candy, yes. So, and that one is June 23rd, and that's in Walker's Point. But then one that I'm excited about is Crusher Fest. So do you know about the Crusher?
I do.
So the Crusher, as you know, was a famous wrestler. And I know him mostly because I used to be a big fan of the rock band The Cramps, and they did a song about the Crusher, but there are other songs about the Crusher because that's how beloved he was and is. So that's coming up June 8 and 9. That's this weekend in downtown South Milwaukee, the Crusher Fest. And then we've got Port Fish Day in Port Washington, Hip Hop Week in August around town at various locations, and Pet Fest. And that one pushes us all the way into September. That was a little bit of an outlier, but, you know, we had to stick it in there anyway. And that's at Henry Meyer Park.
I love it. And, you know, being a pet person, I think that's going to be a fun one. And, you know, September usually is warm. It kind of extends summer a little bit. So we forgive you.
Okay, thank you.
We forgive
you.
So, well, Carol, I think you've given us more than enough due for well beyond the summer. But I look forward to talking to you again on other things. But thank you so much for the City Guide and for coming
in. Oh, you're welcome. It's great to be here, as always.
Carol Nixon is editor and publisher of Milwaukee Magazine. The magazine's Summer City Guide issue is available right this very second.